welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today we are talking esports again, because as I've told you lately, I've been wanting to talk about stuff that's more upbeat, more positive, and less just political in your face. That being said, some of that's going to be coming. I'm going to be doing some shorts coming out on the Right Side YouTube channel because, man, some cool stuff has come out. And when I say cool, we finally got information. We finally got numbers about Assassin's Creed Shadows, but that doesn't matter because today, again, we're talking esports, but not just esports, like the granddaddy of esports. I'm titling this DreamHack is Back. For those of you unaware, there's been an event for years, actually almost 10 years at this point, called DreamHack. And it's basically a convention. It is a gaming and esports convention. As a matter of fact, it is arguably one of the best put together and most exciting events for gaming if you just love the industry. And when I say industry, I don't mean just game developers. I don't mean just gamers. As we'll see here, it's more than just a few cherry-picked things. It's the industry as a whole, all the way down to computer components, small stuff, keyboard companies, all that good stuff, right? Well, in the past, I'll go ahead and show you, in the past, DreamHack was just a stereotypical gaming convention, and it took a break. You can see it was founded in 1994. It's been around for a hot minute. Now, the core of it really has been kind of all over the place, but at its roots, it's a digital, I think this is, yeah, digital arts is the way that they put it at one point, and now it's kind of a multifaceted components. I will say this. Think of this as like the gaming version of like Dragon Con and conventions like that, right? Now, I'm showing you the Wikipedia page because it gives you some early breakdowns, breakdown of things. And ESL has been, ESL has been a major name in esports for a while now, as you can see, about, you know, over 10 years. But DreamHack kind of went away, and I believe at some point in this they actually talk about it. They have hosted, for like, first-time-ever World Cups. They have hosted just so many things, but it kind of took a backseat after 2020. And to be fair, a lot of things took a backseat. And to be fair, putting together something of this capacity is challenging on any level. Even if you're a professional group that does this, it's difficult. Now, it's always been big. Do not get me wrong. It's always been big. But we just found out recently that DreamHack is coming back after about, you know, 5 years. DreamHack has not had its power over its last few conventions. And you know, sign of the times, right? Things changed, and I get that. But now, if we look at this, DreamHack is coming to Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Now, when I first heard about it, I heard about it through Call of Duty. I follow the Call of Duty esports scene very heavily, the jersey I'm wearing. Now, I appreciate that, and that's how I knew about it. And I believe it's actually one of these here. Yeah, Major 4 is being hosted there. But also the Halo tournament is being hosted there. And then I just started learning stuff. And my favorite part here, and I'll just go ahead and show you this, is that I found this from Adam Apicella. Adam Apicella, I have followed for quite a long time, founder of the Esports Engine. He was an original employee of MLG back in the day when I competed, VP for Activision. He's genuinely like one of the good ones, okay? And he has been the guy kind of spearheading this. And it is a full-scale festival. I'll go ahead and show you. Here's what the schedule looks like. Understand that there's a lot here, right? This is page 1 of 17. 17 pages. And here's what I didn't realize. I didn't realize what they were doing. DreamHack in its prime was always big. That was its whole shtick. DreamHack was huge. DreamHack is, for people like me, one of the coolest places to be, because it's a merging of a lot of different facets of the industry that you wouldn't normally see. I love that. Now, they took it to a different level. I think the best way that I can make this kind of come together is this particular tweet from Adam Apicella. Less than 2 weeks until DreamHack Dallas. Don't miss one of the biggest events of the year. And then he posted this. Now, I knew there was going to be a lot there. I was not aware it was going to be this. Let me see if I can back this out a little bit. So it says at the bottom, welcome to DreamHack Dallas 2025. All right. So you see that? I'll bump it in. This is insanity. This is a full breakdown, numbered breakdown of all of the different activities, everything. Look at how many things are there. You have the full esports. Call of Duty is on the far right. Halo is somewhere here. HCS Series Open. That's two. Yeah, top left over here. I'm sorry. I'm stunned by this. They are giving full credence to esports. I mean, Counter-Strike, StarCraft, chess, GeoGuessr, Brawl Stars, which is a mobile game. It's unbelievable. I've never, ever seen anything like this. Artists, they have indie companies. You can see to the far right, top right, they have indie companies that are coming in, and you can go meet and greet. They have all of these in green, and the exhibitors, Intel. I mean, look at all of these names. Some of these are huge. You have your 100T at number 44. Which is 100 Thieves. I've worn some of their merch on while recording. Optic is 48. I mean, this is a gamer's dream. And then you have all of these artists at the bottom. And then freestanding competition. Adam Apicella actually said that for Halo and for Call of Duty, they were going to be doing where you could like rent gear kind of thing, do small scale little competitions for money, and return that gear. It's amazing. This is exactly what this industry should be. And then there's meet and greet stages. I am absolutely enthralled by this. It's huge. And when I say it's huge, I mean it's truly, truly unbelievable. They actually did a quick synopsis, and I couldn't believe what it was that I was actually looking at. I'll just show you here. We looked at the schedule, right? So the schedule is May 23rd through the 25th, which if you think about it, for this much going on, obviously you can't get everything. You just can't. It's not possible. But they've done it where if there's certain things that you specifically want to see, let's say Call of Duty Major 4. Look at this. Full breakdown of the schedule, details, links to the YouTube, everything. Well, I also want to watch Brawl Stars. You can customize and tailor your schedule for this around what interests you the most. Let's say I want to go see the cosplaying. You can, obviously they don't have anything filtered yet because they're not there yet. But I mean, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. I can only make it a Friday. Okay. Set the schedule to Friday. I can only see this from Call of Duty. And you take a step back and you start to realize, wait a minute. This is not just DreamHack of the past. This is a love letter to the, not just esports community, but the gaming community and the industry as a whole. I mean, look at what they're doing. They're bringing all of these different games to the main stages. They're bringing them stream studios, meet and greet, and it has its own little theater area. I mean, AJ and Big Justice, the Costco guys, are going to be there. That's so weird. Scotty K Fitness, That's crazy. I had no idea until just now. What I'm getting at more than anything else is that this is exactly what this industry needs. I mean, look at the love that they've put into this. Look in the top right here. So obviously we have the schedule that I'm on. You have the map, and the map is, it's what I showed you before. This is just more of an interactive version of it. And honestly, great job with this. This is a great breakdown, well color coded, and really gives you a lot to go on. Okay, cool. It gives you the breakdown. It gives you all of the individual activities. If there's something that you're specifically there for, cosplay competition, that's going to be a really big one. It's going to be a really, really big one. For those of you that have been following the World of Warcraft scene, OnlyFangs, it sounds like OnlyFans and it is a playoff of it, but it's the big group that is doing like this hardcore WoW challenge, and it's been pulling a lot of drama lately, but that'll get probably a big, big pull. And then you just have all of the exhibitors and vendors. You get all of this information. You get merch. But what I love most about this is it gives you these tabs up here. Find hotels, travel to DreamHack, get the app, partners. It gives you everything that you need in one stop that you don't have to go and dork around. You can just click it and it will tell you. It will take you straight to hotels.com and you can just do it. It's all right here. This is exactly what it needs to be. This is exactly what it needs to be. Because this is proof in the pudding that people just want the industry to blossom without a bunch of drama, without a bunch of BS. It doesn't need to be anything fancy, but it is. And it's truly, and I will say, Adam Apicella, I've been saying this a lot. I give him full credit for this. He's been the brainchild behind a lot of this. And I'll tell you, scroll through a lot of this. Scroll through his Twitter. I mean, he even took the time. I don't have the map up, but he even took the time where there is sites. Yeah, I guess you can't see it here. There is, on the right side of the, not just the Call of Duty side, there is sections that they did specifically for the watch parties. So the flank's going to be there, the scump watch party, all of this stuff. Like, it's just passion. It's just passion. And I think that's the thing that I'm getting at more than anything that's blowing my mind. Last week we talked about Clair Obscur Expedition 33, and the whole gist of why I covered that was, yes, it's selling phenomenally well. They're apparently on track, according to some people, they're on track to sell 10 million copies. That's incredible. It's a game that they launched on sale because they wanted people to be able to access it. It's selling incredibly well, but it's also the definition of passionate development. There's been a severe lack of passion in this industry for a long time. And I feel like more than anything that we've talked about on this, we've talked about passionless development. And it bums me out because so much of this industry, so much of the roots of it, so much of the love of it was done by sheer passion. Not because there was money involved, not because there was notoriety or fame involved. That came later. That's here now. But it wasn't before, and that's where we got some true gems of this industry through a long, tumultuous stretch of road. But it's here now. And because it's here now, it's shifted into a very corporatized environment, and we've seen the fruits of that labor, if you will. And that's why things like DreamHack don't come up often. And when they do come up, they're typically smaller scale and more niche. Not something that can bring everybody of every interest in every flavor of gaming together under one roof and say, be with your people. Personally, if I was able to do this, I would have jumped on it in a heartbeat. I love this. I think it's fantastic. I think it's something that this industry needs more of, because even though it's nothing more than just getting together and hanging out, at its baseline, this is what fuels the industry, because you have vendors talking to each other. You have indie developers in this map, it shows a full section. I'll just show you a full section right here. indies, artists, all of this right here, smack in the middle. You have to walk by it to see all of this. That's what it needs. That's what this industry has to have to survive. I'm not saying that it's on its last legs, the industry, but it has been shifted and they have milked that cash cow. This is a reasonable, genuine, awesome. I mean, I don't, what else am I going to say? Look at this. Here's the actual tickets. Just a basic 3-day. $109. 3-day family, $109. The premium, which comes with a hoodie, it comes with a goodie bag, $309. Now, I'm not going to tell you that $309 isn't a lot of money, but I can tell you succinctly that I paid a whole heck of a lot more than that when I went to Call of Duty Champs last year for one event, for one thing. Paid a lot more than that. You got to give credit where it's due. $109, and here's my favorite part. Here's genuinely, and I'm not making this up. This is my favorite part. For the 3-day family ticket, you notice it's $109 for the 3-day ticket, $109 for the family ticket. Here's why that's the same price. The best part of all of this. 3-day family ticket. Children under 13 come for free, but still require a ticket. It's entry for 2 adults, 6 children under 13. This makes me so happy and proud to be a part of this industry, because this right here is exactly what we need these kids to see. A combination of passion for this industry. When you have names like Lamborghini and the American Navy and Red Bull getting involved, if you're under 13, you can come in for free. That's exactly what this kind of industry has to have. This kind of thing will take young kids and foster a genuine appeal and passion for an industry. And this is what we talk about, to, you know, bring the kids up the way they should be raised. You can do it in hobbies too, because kids can see this and see this is Disneyland for kids, or for gaming. It's beautiful. And I'm genuinely excited about that fact. And I think that's the best part of this whole setup that they did. And they should be applauded for that. Adam Apicella, you'll probably never see this, but what you were doing, what this entire DreamHack team is doing with this festival, is the exact remedy for a lot of the negatives that we see in this industry. It is the exact remedy. And I hope to see more of this, and I hope that this fosters more of this and fosters more interest, because we need it. We gotta have it. End of discussion. We have to have it. I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't want to convolute this with a bunch of topics. I thought about bringing some other stuff up, but to me, this is such an important thing happening in this industry, and I hope there's a good turnout, not just here, but online when all of this is being streamed. I know a lot of this is being streamed to YouTube and Twitch and Kick. It's a wide grouping of ability to watch this, and I hope it succeeds, because the industry needs more of this. It has to have it. And I wish I could be there. God, I wish I could be there. But hopefully this is a good pivoting point, especially after some of the great games that we've gotten recently, where people see what passionate people can do in this industry and can still do. Not what they did, but can still do. I'm leaving it at that. One of my shorter ones. But it's just, this is too darn cool to not have its own. Not have its own episode. I'm going to leave it at that. As always, my name is Birdman. Thank you guys for watching. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org as always. I'll see you guys in the next one. It's going to be a fun, one. I've got some cool stuff brewing. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will see you guys in the next one. You guys have a great, great day.